Thanks everyone for coming. My name is David Koňařík, and I'd like to talk to you about the state of specifically Czech public transport data. I've always been a fan of trains, and for the last few, and by few I mean, what, 8 years, I've been working on finding and improving and then using Czech public transport data, ideally under some sort of open data license. To outline the talk, first I'll give you a rough outline on what kind of public transport we even have to talk about here, a rough history of the central timetable database, because it's fascinating, and timetables, I feel, are sort of the core data that you need to do most anything with public transit. Then I'll summarize what data is available right now, how usable it is. Then I'll complain about international formats. So I'll complain about GTFS because it doesn't quite work for us. Sorry, everyone. And then I'll give you some links to FOSS projects which you can use or even contribute to. I would be happy for your contributions, certainly. So in the Czech Republic, we have pretty much anything. We even have ferries, we have trolley buses, we have underground trains. And most of these are run by private or public agencies, generally just private agencies, or the city itself has a company made for this purpose. But most, and I'd say like 99% by kilometers driven of these routes are actually ordered by the government in the broader sense. So the central government, a region, or a city. So there's only a small minority of routes which are fully privately operated. Also complicating matters is that on any one route you can generally buy tickets from at least three different tariffs. So the agency's own, a city-specific one, a region-specific one, or one ticket which is supposed to be a unifying tariff for all the trains and maybe other things, but that's just never happened. So. We need to encompass all this in our, we want to encompass all this in our public transport data. What exists right now, and exists, I mean, on a computer in a database? Timetables, of course, exist somewhere. There is an important division between regular ones and diversions, because some sources will only give you the regular timetables, and then when something changes, you are just out of luck. Real-time positions and delays of vehicles, that's certainly interesting to look at, but also interesting for statistics to see how good the trains are running. This is even important, I feel, from a political perspective, because you need data to assess whether the person in charge is actually doing things properly. Train composition, that data exists and is sometimes accessible to normal people, but we'll see later. Reasons for disruptions, also interesting, mostly from a historical perspective, to see what's the biggest problem that we should be focusing on, but also just out of curiosity, you want to know why your train is 5 hours delayed, right? And trajectories of transit lines. This all exists. How much of it is centralized and how much of it is available is another thing. And like I said, most routes are ordered by some kind of public institution. So you can use that as basis for requesting all this data or most of it under freedom of information laws. It's not as simple as we'll see in a moment. CISJR is the central timetable database of the Czech Republic. Every timetable of every public transport line should be held in CISJR under some circumstances, like being there a few days earlier in case of most timetable changes. It was really actually forward-looking. I'm not going to say unique in Europe, but very much futuristic in 1998 when this rolled out and countrywide. The first contractor actually decided to develop it for free. Maybe they forgot we weren't a communist country anymore. Then they got restructured like twice, and by the board records that I have found, board meeting records, they decided, well, that's a very bad idea, and it's costing us tens of millions of crowns every year to handle this system. So they wanted to cancel the contract. Of course, the ministry didn't want to pay now because they had like 2 years of service for free. So another company stepped up and decided, fine, we'll do it for free, but we'll make a new contract. The ministry didn't care at that point. So this company, HAPS, got sole permission to use the data for anything that's not mandated by law. So selling the data became one of their primary profits, and running services based on that data. This lasted about 10 years, almost exactly, and then Cesnam, one of the biggest internet services providers, but not connectivity providers, just services on the internet provider, a sort of weird thing that kind of rivals Google in breadth, decided they wanted to start their own trip planner for public transit in the Czech Republic. So they requested the data based on freedom of information law, but of course the company didn't want to give them their data because they built their business model on providing the service for free and then keeping the data. So this took multiple years in court, very much tested the law, freedom of information law, in ways that it wasn't tested before, generated lots of novel judicial opinions that are now cited in textbooks, so hooray. But they did win, though in the meantime the ministry, probably seeing the writing on the wall, at the end changed their regulation, sort of delegated regulation that's almost with force of law, to make releasing that timetable data in full mandatory. And then after a brief spat with the company HAPS, they decided to pay for upkeep of CCR, and HAPS decided, fine, we'll release the data. Except they are very crafty and they released, only part of the data. They released data that looked very much like what people wanted, but was missing, among other things, two very crucial columns, which meant that stops were no longer uniquely identified. So you had a big zip file with like 10,000 smaller zip files in there, each of them covering one line in one period of time. And now try building a central database back from this sort of data when you can't join on stops. Cesnam didn't pursue any further legal action, presumably, and now this is my sort of conspiracy theory, because they also manage a map of websites, sort of web map website that has their own custom map data for the Czech Republic. So what they decided they'd do is they gathered up position information on every public transit stop in the Czech Republic, and then managed to, that's the conspiracy theory, sort of reverse engineer the data back into a usable form. I decided I'm not going to stand for this, and I sent my own information requests to HAPS and to the ministry to get the full data back, because that's what the specification says I should get, and that's what the law says I should get. Well, they didn't see it as quite clear-cut. After many years and two parallel lawsuits in basically the same thing, just shifted by a week or something like that, and probably thousands of euros spent on lawyer fees, probably maybe more, I won and got slightly better data. Thank you. It's a fascinating story, but I gave a talk on this in Czech and spent 45 minutes on it, and I had to go really fast. So, so I got uniquely identified stops. But HAPS being who they are, they only did this for newly inserted timetables. I am very sure that they have the data for the old ones as well, but it's pretty hard to prove, and I've sort of run out of the structured ways of forcing them to do anything. So I decided, screw it, because in the meantime, I managed to do the same thing that Seznam did. So I gathered lists of stops and their positions from public data and managed to sort of reconstruct the original data from this. And it works with a very high degree of precision, so that now the real issue is not the missing columns, which aren't missing anymore in parts of the data. The real issue now is that the data is just not 100% correct, because HAPS don't use this data specifically for their trip search engine and their commercial products. They also have agreements with specific agencies which use their software, and so they don't have any incentive to actually fix data issues in the database. And the ministry, which probably should take care of this, doesn't want to. So short of suing the agencies for sending wrong data, I have to do something else. We'll get to that later. In the meantime of me fighting everyone around me, the European Commission decided to mandate the release of a bunch of transport data and timetables in NETEX. You've probably heard of it in other talks and in this room. The deadline's long gone. Some countries have done the thing they should have done and produce actually good data. Some countries just don't care at all, like Slovakia. And the Czech Republic decided to do the Czech thing, and the ministry gave HAPS a contract to convert the existing data to NETEX, and the existing data is still just as broken as the previous data. Now it passes XSD validation, but I hope you know that's not the end. The data shouldn't lie or should comply when it comes to semantics, and this I'm sorry, it doesn't. It's even worse than the source data. It's basic. You can't make non-broken data from broken data, barring any further inputs like Seznam did, right? So that's sadly not really an option for us. So where do we get timetables from? Well, the other public institutions that play a role in this system and order most of the routes in the Czech Republic. So some of them are enlightened enough to actually release these things as open data. Most of them don't do this, sadly. But it's a start. There's other open data, of course, like stop positions in GTFS, of course. Some regions, I'd say most of them, 90% of them, publish pretty good geodata databases of stop positions as well, even if they don't publish the GTFS data. Real-time positions are available in some regions for regional routes and for all passenger trains. Sadly, that's, except for, I think, two exceptions, that's never open data. It's a bit of an issue. This is what it looks like in Prague, which is part of the Prague integrated system, which does provide very good open data. So thanks, Prague. You can see even the Typvozu is what tram is actually running on that line right now. So you can track, and I have done that. When Prague got a new tram, I put in the new tram in the search bar down below and looked where I could catch the new tram, and then went there. So Railway data is sort of its own thing. Most things in the Czech system work for railways separately and then for everything else separately, even though trolleybuses are actually railway vehicles in the Czech legal system. But Správa železnic, the railway manager, is, I'd even say, anti-open data, because they release basically nothing and they are very hostile to any freedom of information requests. But they have very cool stuff, like historical delays and reasons for delays, which aren't published in any way, so you can't even scrape them. Which is a real shame, especially when the compensation for the manager of this organization was at some point based on cumulative delays in the network. So they have cool stuff. They have data for freight trains, which might be in, which I'd love to have, but they just don't want to give it away. Now we're getting to the formats. The native format for the Czech non-railway timetables is JDF, JDF, Jednotný datový formát. It's basically just you take the printed, standardized form of a timetable and put it into CSV. And it works pretty well. It's kind of clunky, but it works. Then we have GTFS. GTFS sounds great on the surface, but it doesn't represent, it can't represent everything that we need in our Czech system. Like, it can't represent the mess of tariff zones that we have. Like, you really can have one trip that goes between three regional systems and supports two additional sort of ticket systems on top of that. And GTFS is just not made for it. It's made for one system in one region managed by one agency. And forbidden travel within a group of stops is a real problem. In, for example, when you have long-distance buses, they can't travel within one city or even within one country sometimes. And GTFS just can't encode this restriction, so you get bad results in trip planners. And NetX is awesome, but really overcomplicated. It's a standard for making standards. And then fine, you say, fine, I'll look at EPIP. But EPIP doesn't cover all the things we need in the Czech Republic, so we're back at square one. So barring any sort of international cooperation, NetX is, I wouldn't say it's not the answer, but it's just not ready right now. It's not something I, as a programmer, can pick up and get to work on.
You have 3 minutes left.
Thanks. Now we're getting to the cheery solutions page. Many people have failed. Many people have tried and many people have failed to make Czechia-wide trip planners mostly. That's the holy grail, a free and open source multimodal trip planner. So there's basically 3 surviving projects right now that have been running for a few years and are promising and still maintained. My own JRUtil, which produces mostly correct data because it produces GTFS data and JDF, but nobody uses that, of course. There's the Transitos project. It's very cool and international, and I like it. And some people have made a Czech-specific data source for it, but it has the same GTFS issues. And then there's Spojenka, which is very full stack. It's a bachelor's thesis of a colleague of mine, and it does everything. It's sort of hamstrung by missing data and missing API sometimes, because what it tries to do is tries to do price optimization. It's very cool, but probably not something that you could extend beyond the Czech Republic without a lot of work. And then as a bonus, there's my own RTCollect, RTView duo, which is a, so we're not just doing timetables, it's a scraper and viewer of delay data. So you can look at the delays on the railway network for a given given train over maybe the last month, and then you can see, do I have a chance to even make that connection? Very useful. This is what it looks like. So if you're interested in this, there are a few links you can follow up on. All of them are in Czech. as expected, sorry, but translators are good these days. I'm not going to gatekeep this. You don't need to learn Czech. And my wishes for the future, public institutions, please stop killing my attempts at getting data from you. It would cost much less money to just give me the thing instead of paying tens of thousands of crowns to lawyers. I never paid any crowns to lawyers, and I won, so screw you. to Czech transport enthusiasts, please, I know it's hard, but try to cooperate with other people instead of starting your own project. This is not something you can solve solo. I know I tried. And for all of you international people trying to make pan-European projects, sorry, bare GTFS is not going to cut it. Please let's make some extensions or a new format. Thank you.